Mayus, that sits with so benign a cheer her to behold its seamed fairy. Queen Esther looked never with such an eye on Ashuer so meek a look as she. I may you not devise all her beauty, but thus much of her beauty tell I may, that she was like the bright morrow of May, fulfilled of all beauty and pleasance. This January is ravished in a trance at every time he looked on her face. But in his heart he gan her to menace that he, that night in arms, would her strain harder than ever Paris did Elaine. But natheless, yet had he great pity that thilke knight offenden her must he, and thought, "Alas, O tender creature! Now would God you might well endure all my courage, it is so sharp and keen. I am aghast you shall it not sustain. But God forbid that I did all my might. Now would God that it were waxen night, and that the night would last an evermore. I would that all this people were ago." And finally, he does all his labour, as he best might, saving his honour, to haste them from the meet in subtle wise. The time came that reason was to rise, and after that men dance and drink and fast, and spices all about the house they cast, and full of joy and bliss is every man. All but a squire, that hight Damien, which carved before the night full many a day. He was so ravished on his Lady May that for the very pain he was nigh wood. Almost he swelt and swooned there he stood, so sore has Venus hurt him with her brand, as that she bore it dancing in her hand. And to his bed he went him hastily. No more of him at this time speak I, but there I let him weep enough and plain till fresh May will rue upon his pain. O perilous fire that in the bedstraw breedeth! O familiar foe that his service biddeth! O servant traitor! False homely hue, like to the adder in bosom! Sly, untrue! God shield us all from your acquaintance! O January, drunken in pleasance, in marriage, see how thy Damien, thine own squire, and thy born man, intendeth for to do thee villainy. God grant thee thy homely foe to spy, for in this world is no worse pestilence than homely foe all day in thy presence. Performed has the sun his arc, Dian. No longer may the body of him sojourn on the horizon as in that latitude.